Drama City Productions presents. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Come promote your music, come talk about your insanity. No need to keep it PG, so feel free to say whatever you please. You can talk about the weather, you can talk about religion, you can talk about the view. Doesn't matter what you say, just for sure what you say is true. But don't worry, just come through. We can have some laughs and giggles, we can even spit some riddles on some fire instrumentals. Yeah, that's how we get down.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
How's that make you feel?
Terrible, dude. She won't stop fighting with me.
Why not?
She's a bitch, man.
Oh, shit.
You woke up grumpy being a dickhead.
Yeah, who doesn't wake up grumpy, man? Do you wake up grumpy, Ben?
No.
No?
I'm happy.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm so angry when I wake up.
Not all the time.
Well, like, you were just 90% of the time. It's 90%. She's.
I can't do the nights thing anymore, man. That's probably part of it. I used to wake up grumpy when I was working nights.
Yeah, probably, man.
Yeah, so maybe that's a sign you should switch.
I told him that.
I'm not going to. I get paid less if I switch, man.
Get a different job.
I'm already poor as it is, man. I don't want to switch.
You need to get a job where you get paid every 2 weeks instead of once a month.
Oh, that'd be dope, dude, but I don't know. I'm so lazy. My job enables that, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, we're kind of used to you getting paid once a month. It works out
because
you pay all the bills.
Yeah,
because
we pay all the bills right off once, and then we just fucking barely make it by for the rest of the month.
Yeah. Come be a truck driver with me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I want more money, I can always work overtime. I'm just so lazy. Like, I don't want to do it. So, everything's really my fault when it comes down to it.
Yeah, you pretty much have that down.
Yeah.
I could teach you how to drive a truck.
Yeah, dude, I'm good, dude. That seems like a lot of hard work, man.
That's not that hard. It's just annoying sometimes more than anything, but it's not hard.
Not hard, just
like
annoying.
When people are in your way.
Unloading for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I went to get fuel this morning at Little America, and I was going down the road, and there's a truck at a stop sign. Doesn't even stop, just cuts me
off. So you're driving
off.
Quite a bit of ways out there, then, if you're passing Little America.
I just go, that's where I go to get fuel.
Oh.
It's like right there, Granger, Little America.
Fair enough, yeah. It just seems like last time I went to Little America, man, it's fucking forever ago, dude. Yeah.
Anyways, the truck pulled out right in front of me, and I slammed on my brakes. And I honked at him, and I flipped him off, and then I got on the radio like, you dumb piece of shit. He probably doesn't have a radio. 90% of trucks now don't have a fucking radio.
Oh.
Only the real truckers.
Yeah, only you guys.
Yeah.
I think my dad has, I don't know if my dad has a radio.
Really, all I ever hear is like racist shit most of the time.
Racist shit or like, you know, lot lizards and all that, right?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I hear people like passing people and just saying outrageously racist things to whoever they're passing.
Like the N-word?
Yeah, the time, every day.
So it's like this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Hard R. Let's scoot in.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Not much, dude. So, you know, of course, playing Fortnite. She has gotten really into it and, like, won't let me play half the time now, which is stupid because she hated it at first. Like, she didn't even want me to play it or anything, and now she's all over it.
I still hate it. My son got into it, though. He found it on my Xbox and started playing it.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he seems to like it.
How old is he?
Five.
Five? So he can still actually play it.
Like, yeah, he was, like, building.
He can kind of understand
it. Yeah, our three-year-old tried doing that yesterday. He just kept trying to build stuff.
Walk forward and build stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was shooting. I mean, he didn't last long, but he would still shoot every now and then at some people. But usually he just got shot in the head. He doesn't grasp, like, maps yet.
So does he, like, fall off the edge?
Like, every game he plays, like, especially GTA, like, people just come up behind him and run him over. He just doesn't. I was like, look at your map. You could see him coming from, like, forever away. You can duck.
He's like, nah, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, he just doesn't grasp maps.
That makes sense.
And so he just, like, wanders around, doesn't know where to go.
Until he dies, basically.
Yeah, until he gets shot in the back.
Is that how it works on GTA? I don't know.
What?
I haven't played online very much of that. Is he playing online on
GTA? Yeah, that's all I ever play is online.
Okay. And so, what happens if you die?
Nothing. Just respawn.
Oh, okay.
If you don't put your if you don't put your money in the bank, you can lose a bunch of it. But
yeah, but he's probably just going around shooting shit, I assume.
No, he just drives around.
Oh, just, yeah, stealing cars, I forgot.
Yeah, he usually gets the cops on him and then dies, and then he starts over. And I usually have to go get the vehicle out of impound because...
Does he not like shooting?
He does occasionally, but it's not like...
Is he a poor sport when he dies?
No. No, he never has been. Yeah. I play games with him all the time. I kill him.
That's what's up.
We play World War II a lot because you can play, against bots.
Uh-huh.
And so I just set up, 11 bots against me and him, and we just murder people.
That's what's up. Is he good?
Yeah. He's all right. Awesome.
Yeah, whenever I play DJ, I literally just, type in gun cheats and then just shoot people.
Online's more fun.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I played it once online, but, all the GTA... I stopped playing GTA when online was a thing, man. Last GTA I really played was San Andreas, so...
Yeah, they didn't have an online thing.
Yeah. I don't even know what they're on now.
It's like
games
a...
Games came out.
It's like those other games that you probably... what are they called? RPGs or whatever?
Yeah. MMOs. World of Warcraft.
You can, build yourself up, you know? Yeah. You can, become a CEO and own, all these businesses and shit online.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, some really super rich people, and then there's, really poor people.
Just like America, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Is it a pay to win or whatever?
No.
Okay, so...
You can buy cards with money on them. I just never have.
Yeah.
I just always earned it. I am a CEO. I bought an office. I've got two 10-car garages and stuff, but...
What's your business?
I haven't done really anything with it.
How are you a CEO, then? What are you selling?
I'm not selling anything right now.
Oh,
I sold a few crates and stuff.
You
but
sound
I...
like the worst CEO ever, dude, selling crates?
Yeah, I never really got into it. I mostly just run around and do missions and stuff, but my bank account's pretty low.
Man, your job must hate you, dude. They're like, how's this guy? He's playing Mission Impossible when he's supposed to be running a business.
I named it Drama City Productions.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So that's my business on GTA.
How do you make money on it?
Well, you can
stock up your money kind of deal?
Yeah, you buy crates and then airplanes drop them and you have to go... Get them and bring them back to your warehouse before somebody kills you.
Is it drugs in the crates?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever say what's in the crates. No. It just says you gotta get crates.
Yeah. But people, other players, you have to do it with other players in the room or it won't let you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other players can go and kill you and take your crates.
Oh, okay. I saw this video of GTA, but in space, Mars. Have you done that?
No.
No, I haven't killed the Martians
yet.
That
honestly sounds stupid.
I think it's just a mission, though.
Yeah, it's a mission.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the campaign.
Sounds pretty cool.
Not online.
Oh, it's not online? No. You can't do it online and, bring space guns into your server?
No, it's, can't remember the name of the guy, Michael, and he, smokes a bunch of laced pot, and then he sees a bunch of aliens, and he's got, this minigun, and he's just taking them out.
Oh, so this is, an illusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have you ever played Saints Row?
No. I don't think so. I've heard of it.
And the third one, there's a Martian mission thing that I believe turns out to be a dream or some bullshit too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he just gets really high. And sees a bunch of Martians. And
oh, no. On Saints Row, he was in a script of a movie.
Oh.
You don't know it's a script until you're killing everything.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's pretty good though. Not a bad game. Not a bad ripoff of San Andreas or GTA in general.
So I've been camping. 4 days.
Is that dope?
Didn't have my phone. It was, I enjoyed it. I just left my phone in the Jeep because it didn't work anyways.
Yeah.
And you kind of just lose yourself, hang out. All I did was whittle sticks, drink beer.
Oh, okay. Well, drink beer sounds cool. Whittling sticks, though.
Well, there's not much else to do. So we just
fishing or something? I don't know.
We didn't bring any poles.
Honestly,
or
I haven't s'mores? Been camping in a long time.
Yeah, we did all the s'mores and stuff. But
okay, classic
games. During the day, you're just sitting there around the fire, you're drinking beer. And
was it cold?
Talking. A little bit. It rained quite a bit, but it was off and on.
Yeah, it rained here too.
We didn't really get it till the last day that we were there.
Where'd you go?
Out in the Christmas Meadows.
Oh, okay.
It was really rough and rocky. And like,
where
we
did
almost,
the that dude get stabbed at?
At the lodge up there. You
at
know
the lodge up there. Okay, yeah. So it was up there.
Wait, yeah. What happened?
There's a dude that got.
That's two dudes that got yeah. stabbed in the same.
Oh,
place.
It was two dudes.
Yeah, two different times.
Oh,
it was like a week times. Apart okay. from each other.
Oh my gosh, that just yeah. became like the national stabbing grounds.
Yeah,
yeah, two dudes got stabbed up there. I don't know what for. Do you know what for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have.
We didn't run into anybody that would want to. But we did run into some people, you know, Brooke.
Yeah.
And we ran into like Brooke and Mindy and Sam and a lot of people that have been on this show.
What were you doing?
But anyways, so it was Mindy's Jeep and they just went out for the day and they just had tents. And they just brought, like, canned food, and they just cooked canned food and ate it. Like, they had this giant can of chili, oh. and they just opened it up with a knife, and they all shared it with a spoon. I was like, you guys got to plan
so
a
ghetto, man.
A little bit better than this.
But anyways, sounds like camping for people who have never camped.
We had been up there for 2 days already,
mm-hmm.
and it was Father's Day, and we just see two shirtless dudes walking up to our camp, like, who the fuck are these guys? And it was Sam and Austin. And they're like, hey, can you guys come help us? And so like a half a mile down the road, we find this Jeep and it's covered in mud. And they just went through like this giant mud hole.
Oh, okay.
And
they're stuck?
Broke the Jeep.
Oh, shit, they broke it.
Yeah, so we thought it was out of gas because the gas fuel was all, or the gas gauge was all the way down and it wouldn't turn over, but it was trying to, you know. And so we decided to go get them some gas and bring it back to see if that would work. And we go down to the thing, and we're, you know, that place where everybody got stabbed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we go in there, and they've got gas cans. We're like, how much are these gas cans? They're like little five-gallon ones. They're like $45.
Oh, like, shit.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what to do, and this guy comes in, and he's asking us what's going on. He's like, just buy a gallon of milk or water right there, empty it out, and go fill it with a gallon of gas. Good plan. So that's what we did. We took about a gallon of water and we like poured it into all these cups and just filled it up with gas.
Did he make you guys look stupid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet, dude.
Couldn't figure it out. He's like, he's like, just go old school and buy a gallon yeah. of water.
Better than spending $45 on a 5 gallon.
How much was yep. that gallon of water?
I don't remember. I didn't pay for
probably
it.
Probably $4 or $5 still, yeah. though, being
and
out there.
They only had premium gas and it's like $4.99 a gallon or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice, but it wasn't the gas that even was the problem, was it?
No, it was, I think he said it was the ignition coil or something went out.
Sucks,
so,
man.
They needed a ride home, so we took them back down to the lodge to make a phone call, because that was the only place you could have service.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, stand by the trash cans, and it was only Verizon. So we get down there, and Mindy tries to call her dad, and she's like, I don't have any service. We're like, well, who do you have? She's like, Union? Fuck. Verizon's the only thing that works right here. And so she went inside to ask if they could, she could use their phone, and it's $1 a phone call.
Damn.
And so,
man, these people make like a living off of people getting yeah. stuck and shit, dude.
So I give her $1 to make a phone call, and so her dad doesn't answer, and she had to leave him a message. And so she hangs up the phone. She's like, can I make another call real fast? And they're like, for another $1. She's like, fuck you guys, then.
Damn.
Gosh.
Yeah, they had a rough go of it. So
yeah,
they were sitting there in the heat, and we invited them all back to our camp, and they made a sandwich and just waited for a ride.
Somebody come finally?
Yeah, Brooke's dad came.
Okay, well that's good, dude.
The Jeep was still out there when
yeah.
we left on
oh,
Monday,
damn, dude. It's a rough yeah. go at it, man.
Well, we had a good time.
Yeah,
they didn't have a
you
good time.
You guys didn't go mudding, so. No. You ever went mudding in your truck? No, you don't.
No.
Where are you driving?
What do you mean? I got a Jeep.
Oh, okay, a Jeep. Ah, man, I'm getting confused with my cars.
I've had a truck. I've had two trucks. I didn't. Okay. The last one didn't last very long, but
no.
I had it for a while.
What was wrong? Well, what was wrong?
I don't
want
to get into it right now.
Okay, my bad.
Say I didn't have enough money for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the time, and then yeah. I got a new job, and now I would have, but. At the time, I
couldn't make the payments on it.
Nah.
How much were they?
A lot.
900?
I think 458 or something.
Oh, okay. That's not.
Well,
that's,
my,
that's a lot, but that's not super.
My car is also $350. Okay. So they were both $450.
I was about to say, my dad bought a truck once, and his payments were like $800 a month. And I was like, gosh, damn. You know.
Well, he's had quite a few cars.
Yeah, but not with that payment size.
Yeah.
He's gotten smart, and he's going for cheaper vehicles finally, you know, in his like 50s. So.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do. I want to just, because I still want a truck, but I don't. No, if I want a brand new one anymore, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with like a 70s Ford or something.
Okay.
Fix it up nice.
Yeah.
I think that'd be
put
just
some money
as good.
Into it.
Yeah.
That'd be dope, dude.
It'd look cooler, I think.
Yeah. He's.
It would look cooler. More unique. It'd stand out better.
Yeah. What's your dream car?
I don't know, like a Lamborghini or something, man.
Really?
Yeah, just a classic.
A classic?
No, I'm just, you know, a classic like dream car, I guess you'd say.
Supercar?
Like, yeah. I mean,
Bugatti.
Very unoriginal thing for me to say would be like a Lamborghini, and that's what I'd go with.
Yeah. All right, nice.
I haven't really thought about it. Like, I'm not a super huge car guy. Like, if it just, if it fucking drives, it looks decent.
When
know,
I think
cool.
dream car, I don't ever think of something new. I think of something in the 60s and 70s.
With, like, a new it's engine, like, or would you have, like, the same old engine?
Probably a new engine, isn't
yeah.
it? You're going to
good.
Go fast.
I'd like that, too, but... I'm
just,
not super
recently
picky.
Recently auctioning off that truck down by the new Boys and Girls Club where they used to have the volleyball courts at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I seen
yeah.
that. Yeah.
That one
nice
was really
one.
Nice.
How did it go for?
Old Chevy, I don't know.
They just raffled tickets off.
Oh, raffle?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds gay.
You could win it.
Yeah.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
I think raffles are rigged. That's why I don't fucking believe in raffles.
Not really. Someone donated
we did
a
this.
PT Cruiser, I think.
Was it oh, it's Smith's, yeah.
Yeah.
I
and
have one of those.
Someone won it. And...
PT Cruiser is a little bit different. No, we have this like they call it had like a dump the duck thing in Florida, and it
is
was
that
like
what your ex girlfriend was
quack quack bitch, and so like you'd buy a couple ducks or whatever. They'd have a number on it. You'd have the other half of the duck with the same number,
mm-hmm.
and you know after they you know had like 2 months of. People buying the ducks, they did the duck like the dunk part of it, and they would dump all these ducks out of a dump truck into the river, and then they'd float down the first like three ducks to make it into this little like finish line area where the like chosen ducks. These people who were hosting this thing did not show anybody else the winning ducks. They like kept it very secretive, and then when they like told everyone who the top three winners were, it was like three different charities. So I was like, that just seems like a load of bullshit.
But that sounds like it'd be so much fun, though, just to
it was
do something
fun,
like
that.
But,
you know, looking... Well, you can't even tell which duck's yours because they're just in a dump truck and it's just getting poured.
Yeah.
Should have added, like, a splash of nail polish to the duck.
Yeah. You don't ever get to see the duck that goes in the river, though.
No.
You get, like, the other half of the number.
Yeah.
It's like, you buy a duck, but you get two ducks, one with, you know, the same identical numbers in the dump truck. But, yeah, it was, like, three different charities and then... None of those charities were like present. It was like all these other people, and everyone was screaming bullshit. So,
90% of charities are bullshit, anyways.
Yeah, this was like this one was not a super huge bullshit charity. It was like Nurses on Call.
Oh,
so I was like, yeah, that's fair, but I don't give. I wanted to fucking win. So
what did you win?
Like it would if you would have got like first place, it would have been like $3,000.
Oh,
which isn't you know it's nothing crazy, but $3,000, man.
I find that
that changed my life, you know?
Well, I just saw a video today where I don't know how real this was, but they pulled up to this guy at McDonald's and they were like, I'll give you $2,000 if you quit right now. And they were like, hop out the window. So he hopped out the window, jumped in the back of the truck. They're all, no, get in the front of the car. So he left his job at McDonald's and they gave him $2,000. But it was like one of those setup ones where the girls are like gold diggers and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So...
Well, if they really gave him $2,000, I'd probably do that too. That's probably more than you make in like 2 months at McDonald's.
More than 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How much are you making? $1,000 a month if you're working 40 hours a week? I don't know.
I don't know. I just remember seeing a lot of... I worked fast food, but that was way back when like $5.50 was the minimum wage. But none of my checks were over like $200.
Were you working 40 hours though?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's rough. In the fast food industry, man. I could never do that again.
Well, they even paying like managers here at the McDonald's like $9.50 to start. I'm like, this is garbage.
I got $9.20 to start in the cosmetic section when I first worked at Walmart.
Mm. I got $9.25 for being an unloader at Walmart. Walmart pays the most, like, in town, you know, for a shitty job. If you want a shitty job in town, yeah.
And my friend's actually making $13 an hour just working at a doctor's office. Yeah. She gets to spend most of her day on Facebook.
Yeah, I actually know a lot of friends, and like on Snapchat, and all day they're just taking pictures in front of their computer. So they're like all office job people.
I'm like, nice. That'd be awesome.
I don't get to do that.
I had, back in the day, I had an office job. I was 16. I worked at this place called Cinto. Do you remember Cinto?
No.
No? Nobody? Wow, I'm old as shit. Anyways, it was customer service for Overstock.com.
Are you talking about the place that is now Horizon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I know that Cinto.
I don't know it. Like, it was closed down when I moved here because I didn't move here until I was 15. So, but I know what you're talking about.
Before that, it used to be Pomida.
Because we went into that, like, abandoned building and had, like, leftover computers and everything.
Yeah, so. I stole quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, hypothetically.
Yeah.
I stole some computers from them. Anyways, I worked there for, like, 9 months, and it gets boring, man. And I just, you know, this is, like, a technical term, I guess, for them, but I was requeuing calls. You know what that means?
Nope.
Were you directing calls?
Yeah, so I'd get a call because I worked in a call center and I was customer service. And every time I got a call, I'd just hit the button twice and it'd send them back through and send them to somebody else. So I'd just sit there all day and just never answer the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream job, man.
Well, after about 3 months, I got called in the office and they had like this giant stack of papers. I'm sitting there at the desk and she just slams the papers down on the desk. This is how many calls you've recued in the last month. Like, oh, shit, my bad. She's like, I don't want to see it happen again. Get back out there. Sat down. Boop, boop.
Nice.
Recued some calls.
Oh, man. How much were you getting paid for that?
At the time, I think I was getting like $9.50 an hour.
Nice. Just to recue calls for 3 months in a row.
Yeah, I worked there for 9 months, and I just didn't
They
do
fire
shit.
You for that?
No, I quit.
No, you quit?
After I stole some computers.
Nice.
Speaking of computers, you need to get yours starting to work in the basement. It's a nice darn computer.
You can bring it here.
It works just fine. It's just the graphics card. I had to like, so I bought this computer and it didn't come with a graphics card. Right. And then I bought a graphics card from a dude. And
that's probably not smart.
I like fucked up on the drivers or something. So I'm going to have somebody look at it because I don't know what I'm doing. But
well, I could take a look at that.
Yeah.
If you need me to. I've done a lot of...
I'm not in like a super rush or anything. It's just been chilling down there.
I've done a lot of installing drivers in my life and installing graphic cards and things like that. I started taking computers apart when I was 8 years old and putting them back together.
Yep, dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, you could probably take a look at it, see what's wrong.
I'm not like... I've got friends that are way, way better at it than me, but...
Yeah, same. I mean,
intermediate, I guess.
Like all my people in like... All my friends I had in Florida, like, they built their own computers from the ground up, like, hundreds of them. And then I'm just not a computer dude. So they were trying to, like, walk me through it over the phone. It just wasn't working because
all the computers
I'm illiterate, so.
I worked on were, like, XP early 2000. I didn't really do it after that.
Oh, okay. Like after Windows XP, Vista or anything, you know?
After XP, I kind of got out of it, out of the game.
Dang, dude, you should have stayed in it, man.
Yeah.
There's some money involved in that.
I got some friends that can... hack into systems and things like that. And we all started at the same time, you know.
You plan on taking down the government anytime soon? Yep.
Why not? Maybe, I mean,
it's
like,
only like life in prison.
Just
know.
Free advertising?
You'd have to go to Russia if you do. So.
Like all the FBI computers, it just says Small Town Mentality Podcast.
Yep. That's a genius idea, dude.
Yeah. Just change the screensaver.
Could you imagine like going to prison for your life for doing that? Like,
yeah.
You know. Because you wanted some free fucking advertising?
I thought about, like, trying to hack into, like, billboards and stuff. You know, those electric ones. We've got one in town that just flashes.
Yeah.
Just put up Small Town Mentality fucking.
Nice.
Better than paying them $100 a month.
Is that
how much
it
is?
I think so, yeah.
That's not that bad, man.
I guess, for a small town.
Yeah.
Just advertising.
That's true. It is a small town, but is it seen by the highway?
No. It's right there on Harrison.
I don't know street names.
Oh.
That one where you're, is it by like Ace and,
Well, they got those little electronic ones.
Yeah, they have that little one where when you're turning left to go down, what is it? When you're going on that road past towards the baseball fields.
Mm-hmm.
They have that one on that corner close to Best Home Health. And then They have another one when you're passing where the Chinese
there's the underpass is. One, too. Right yeah. there on Depot. There's a bunch of them. There's one at the high school now, too.
There's also one on the side where Schofield's used to be.
So somebody just put in a bunch of signs, mm-hmm. and now they charge people to advertise on. I think it's the city that put them all in.
When I was looking on Facebook, it said it was going to give you like a $10 credit to advertise Small Town Mentality.
Yeah, I've tried to do that before, and it still wants me to pay them. And I was like, well, then why give me a $10?
Yeah. Oh, weird. Because I did that with like a meme page once, and just let it go.
Oh, well, you should try it then. You're an admin,
I'll
too.
Look, I'll look into it. I'm not going to put my fucking card on that shit or not. Yeah.
I didn't either. I don't think I've ever paid for advertising on anything.
Other than that $10 credit, I never have, no.
Yeah.
I don't plan on it either, really.
Well, I built a page up to, like, almost 16,000 people, followers.
Uh-huh.
And I never paid a dime. It was all organic.
What page was that?
It was a meme page.
Oh, okay.
That I created.
Did you quit it?
Yeah, well, I sold it.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah.
How much?
$1,400.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who'd you sell it to?
Some t-shirt company out of Casper.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit, dude. That's dope, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Wyoming meme page. I just made memes about Wyoming, which I'm sure you've seen hundreds of the ones I've made.
Probably.
Because they were shared fucking everywhere. I think a couple of them got like 5 million hits.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
And then you just gave it all away.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to sell some shirts. I made like $500 or $600 selling shirts and random stuff on there, like affiliate type stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the company saw me selling shirts on there, and they're like, well, this audience already sees that you're selling shirts, so we're going to buy this and sell our shirts to them. Because they're just, it's easier to pay me $1,400 than it is to pay Facebook to build up to 16,000 followers. So they just bought my followers, essentially.
Dope, dude. Is it still going? Is it bigger? Smaller?
Yeah, it's up to, like, 20,000 now.
Nice.
Still out there.
Yeah. I'll have to, like, look into that. I've never seen it.
It's called Wyoming Life.
Wyoming Life? Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A meme page.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really take mine as serious. I don't know. I just posted shit that I just saw.
And then it took me 2 years to get up to 15,000, but if you stick with something long enough.
Yeah, eventually, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, I'm not even. I just post, like, the ones that I don't want to save to my phone. I just post them right there.
Nice.
I don't share them myself or anything, really. Very occasionally. I don't know. I'm not dedicated to it. I'm not trying to sell it or nothing. I just want to put some memes on there. Matter of fact, when it got banned the second time, it was I posted that little black baby to the meme page, and it still got me. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Are you going to get
Well, it connected that page
again?
To you, right?
What?
It connected that page to
well,
you.
Well, yeah, cause I mean, but there's like six other admins on it that don't post anything either. But
Well, I think I could make some offensive memes if you want some help.
If you want.
I have a meme creator on my phone.
Oh, do
all
you?
The time.
Yeah. I'm too lazy, man.
Well, I just do it while I'm taking a shit or something.
I play like South Park Phone Destroyer a lot when I'm taking shit, so.
You're on your phone anyways. You might as well make a meme.
Might as well.
It's where I usually make the graphics for the show and everything.
What's your best one you've ever done?
The best meme?
Yeah. In your opinion, like not view-wise
like,
or anything, view-wise. But like. Funniest thing you've done?
View-wise, it was like Leonardo DiCaprio holding up a wine glass. Mm-hmm. And it says, when you see Wyoming plates in another state or something, when you're on vacation, you're like,
oh, okay.
Hey. And that one got like 5 million hits.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's weird because there's not 5 million people here in Wyoming.
No, but everybody shared it. You know what I mean? It got like 100,000 shares.
That's what's up.
But I don't know what the funniest one I ever made was. I made one with this guy. Like it looked like a guy was hitting on a girl in like little bubbles. And it was like a pickup line one. And it said, hey, girl, are you Colin Kaepernick? She's like, why? Because I could see you on your knees.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
That one get a lot of views, too?
No, not really.
Oh, no, you didn't post that to the Wyoming one, did you?
No, I tried to make a few other meme pages. I've got a podcast meme page right now, and it's up to like 150 followers.
Podcast meme page.
Yeah,
so is it a podcast. Meme page or is it a podcast?
It says podcast memes. That's the name of the page. And I had the idea like a while ago, so I just like made it and didn't do anything with it, and I just posted some of the memes I've already made. Because I post on Small Town Mentality all the time, like little memes like that.
Yeah.
So I just put all those up there, and just like the past month, I've gotten 150 followers without doing anything.
Oh, that's what's up.
So
nice.
I don't know what's going on with your page, but
I just don't post. I just don't care, man. I don't know. I'll tell people about
it. He was really
anything.
Into it at one point, and then it just kind of died down.
Nah, I just lost interest. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. Posted a meme or two.
That's why he had like six other friends as admins.
Yeah, did they post?
Well, I was hoping that they would continue. No, like, if I'm lazy, you know, they would post stuff. But no, they posted less than me. So
yeah,
no, we just got six people. We didn't really care, to be honest. We didn't see an end game in it. So
yeah, I post like one every 2 weeks on that podcast thing. Just whatever I post on our stuff.
Yeah,
I'll just repost on there.
No, that makes sense.
It's just gaining some followers.
Gaining some traction, huh?
Yeah. I got like a follower or two almost every day. All right. Yeah. Maybe I can build
this
one.
Do you sell that one?
Maybe.
Yeah. Dub, dude.
If somebody wants podcast memes.
Or you could make money off of like advertisements that want to pay for the fucking whatever the page.
Well, I figured if I could build it up enough, then I could start advertising my podcasts on there.
But you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can get paid to advertise other... I don't know. You see the clickbait shit that all the other pages get, so...
I don't ever do clickbait.
I don't ever click on it, but you see it, though. Like, come...
Do you get commercials on your phone, like, during videos? Like, mid-video?
Yes.
On Facebook or
on YouTube? Yeah, on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, I'll be watching a video, and as soon as that commercial comes up, I'm out. Checked out. I don't even care how this ends.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, I don't waste my time.
Just scroll.
Because they're always like long-ass advertisers, too. They're not 5 or 6 seconds.
Well, before they started doing that, man, I'd waste 20 minutes on watching how hammers are made. Like, why the fuck did I watch that so long?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that round spear one? Uh-uh. Where he took the wood and he mixed it with... It was kind of like an epoxy resin type deal. But it was red, but he smoothed it down. It was just really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of those videos come up.
I get lost in videos. Well, before commercials, now I'm just like, man, fuck it.
I like to watch people fight.
Yeah, I know. You said.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know you do.
Facebook's like the second best place for that.
Yeah.
Actually, like last night, I was just chilling in my house, and I was like, I haven't looked up fights in a while. And then I went to go look up fights, but they're all old, man. I don't know what happened. People stopped posting fights, man. Kids are getting good.
You know what I saw all day yesterday?
What?
It was yesterday. What was it? Anyways, that X Extension guy, whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those.
Shit was fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
I never even knew who he was.
No, I have no idea. I never heard, listened to a single song. Never saw.
Does it have
face.
A video of him dying or getting shot?
It doesn't have the video of him shot, but it's got the video of him in this car after he was shot. Like somebody went up there and filmed him, like put the camera in the window and shit.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he's just like all hunched over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fucked up, man. Who does that?
Yeah. Why are you not on the phone with the police?
Well, the police were there.
Oh, and this bitch is just like, I want to get some good shots of this dude
Maybe
dead.
Maybe she might have gotten paid for it.
Could I be. Don't care.
Oh, it sounds like a Tupac situation.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Because,
oh, I heard have you heard about the stupid theory about Drake doing it to him or something like that? Yeah, they posted something about that today, saying something about Drake's son.
That was Drake's son?
Yeah, had to do something with Drake's son, and he was going to expose him, and then they got into an argument or whatever, and they were going back and forth, and all of a sudden that they're fine. And then he ends up dead. So people are like, it was Drake's fault. It was, and everything like that.
You listen to conspiracies too much, man.
Well, there I wasn't was listening. It was just a
There thing. Was a conspiracy theory about the video itself because the video cut a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he put the camera in there and the dude had red pants on. And then he put the camera back in there and he just had shorts on.
Oh, weird.
Like the video cuts. So I don't know what was going on with that. I don't know why I watched it. Like, let me just watch this dead guy.
Yeah.
I'd say when I was at Joy's house, it sounded like there was a fight about to happen because you can hear a lady come out. She's like, oh, what was she saying? She was like, oh, no, you don't have to say it to me like that. She goes, come here and say it to my fucking face and, like, almost get started. So Trissy looks at me, and she's not familiar with World Star, so I said it, and she's like, huh? And she kind of just looked She just kind of looked dumbfounded, and she said something else that used to have fights on it and everything, and I was like, huh?
Speaking of Drake, I saw a meme for Father's Day about Drake. I think it was on Instagram. And it's like Drake's phone be like, Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. It's a whole bunch of Happy Father's Day. He's denying he's got a kid.
Oh, that's what the whole thing's about, huh?
Yeah, and he's like, Drake wakes up this morning and his phone's just filled with Happy Father's Day stuff.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I didn't.
I thought it was funny. Because he's just like,
I just didn't
down
know,
at his
I
phone.
Guess, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a kid or denies that he has a kid.
Yeah, and then some other person got on.
There was a beef.
Yeah.
Somebody, like, talked shit on him in his song and said, you know, exposed him for having a son. And he just has denied it for a long time, I guess, with some stripper.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is he paying child support?
No, she's a porn star. A stripper. No, he hasn't, I don't think.
Oh, shit. Yeah, going to catch up to him.
He's been denying it, and some guy exposed him. And then they've been, like, rap battling, you know, back and forth.
And then, so I never even knew about this dude until, like, he died. And then all these people in my feed were like, oh, man, I loved his shit.
Yeah, what about that? There was another guy, like Lil Peep or some shit, that everybody flipped out about because he died. I was like, who the fuck is Lil Peep?
That's like, how you get famous, man. You just die.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it's crazy to me how many people, like, RIP shit, you know what I mean? Like, you fucking knew the guy?
Yeah, no.
No, you didn't.
I'm not going to waste my time.
Even if I, like, was a fan of somebody, I'm not going to post RIP on there, you know? Like, well, that sucks, but...
I think I did for Ralphie May when he died.
I didn't.
Because he was a comedian, and I was like, that's my shit.
Well, yesterday someone was also dissing Chris Brown because they were talking about, speaking of Chris Brown's new movie coming out.
Oh, he's got a new movie?
Apparently he does, and I didn't know
What's
that.
The name of the
and
movie?
And she was like, I have no idea.
How I Beat Rihanna.
Someone brought that up. They're like, you guys are representing him in this bullshit and like at the shit that he pulled with Rihanna. And then it told the whole story about
hey,
her
now, in his
report.
Defense, she may have come out of the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good point.
So, can't really blame
him. She was a woman.
You're more of a girl than I am. So, I that's just referring back
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, you beat me. So, what does that say?
Welcome to Small Town Mentality Podcast. I'm your host Ben.
I'm your co-host Austin.
And today we have a returning guest,
Sam.
Yeah.
Woo.
Austin's not so favorite person.
We've talked a lot about a lot of random shit today.
Oh, I've also been telling people about your Disney Dick video that you
Disney
showed us.
Dick? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been telling people about that too because it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like talking like Mickey.
They're feeling it. They're yeah. Feeling it. How'd you find that?
Just on WorldStar, man. I was just on WorldStar.
Oh,
day.
But did you like type in like Disney porn or something?
Oh, yeah. I typed in Disney. I think I just typed in Disney and hit search.
Oh, shit. And that comes up? Damn. Yeah. I'm going to type in like random shit. See what comes up.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't look for it.
Is there porn on WorldStar?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not like you'd care.
It's weird.
It's,
no.
It'll say 18 plus. And you click on it, and it'll be like, are you 18? And you have to hit it, yes. But
see,
that's how
WorldStar was just all about fights. And then
they got
then
some funny
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they got some other stuff on there.
Yeah. They got a lot of hip-hop.
Oh, World I Star bet, hip-hop. Yeah.
Yeah, they got, like, all the underground shit.
All the underground SoundClouds.
Some of the fight videos are actually really good. Some of them are just retarded. Like, that. Was it on WorldStar that one girl got hit in the face with a shovel?
Probably on WorldStar.
Yeah, you remember that, right? The two
it was
teenage
probably
girls
mirrored on every website you can think of.
It was funny
where she got hit in the shovel.
Have
you
seen
that
one?
They're like fighting, and then she gets hit in the head with a shovel. Jinx. Super fucking funny.
So I was reading my phone. My boss just texted me and said, "Day off tomorrow." Like I haven't had enough fucking days off. This
yeah, dude.
Week.
But what about this shovel video?
Do you need me to watch it?
Have you seen it? Is what
no.
I'm asking.
It's
yeah, dude, you gotta see that,
freaking
dude.
Freaking hilarious.
I'll pull it's up. Pretty good. Is it on WorldStar?
You can probably find it on YouTube, WorldStar, Facebook.
YouTube, WorldStar, Facebook sounds like an awesome website. And it stops.
Oh. Well, I was gonna say, we don't copy one, we copy them all. Kind of.
Yeah. I love the laughter drops. You know, we just laugh and then the whole conversation
ends.
Yeah,
we're just like, oh, we're just paying attention to the TV real quick.
Especially every time I bring up porn.
Have you found a producer yet?
I haven't. Josh was supposed to be, but, I mean, every time I told him to be here, he said, all right, and then ended up not coming. So
yeah.
I got to figure that out. So, not really. How do I search? Is it not on Google?
You can go to Google. Just type in, like, two girls fight, one shovel.
Two girls, one shovel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He showed my mom that two girls, one cup video last night. And I was in the kitchen. I was cleaning. And you could hear her.
You showed your mother-in-law that last night?
Yeah.
It was funny, though. She's seen it before.
I was going to say, that's pretty
but
old.
But she got confused because she couldn't remember it.
I showed her one dude, one jar. I'm afraid porn's going to come up with, because that's not the name, but yeah, two girls fighting and then one shovel.
Two girls, one shovel.
Yeah, there's first one.
Do that one, yeah.
Boom. That's what the video's called, Two Girls, One Shovel.
It's a pretty good title.
Blow it up. Oh, you know what? I think I have seen this.
People like edited the shit out of this video.
DJ Cowherder?
He's enjoying this. He likes videos like this.
Yeah, I like the vines when they turn them into music. Does it ever tell you what happened?
We saw the whole video where they were fighting.
Yeah.
I've
seen this before.
Yeah.
I can't hear? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, I think so. If you look over in the related videos, Russian twerk shart is up there.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I've seen this one. Best Music Vine remix. I like those ones. Where like they hit their head on something and the music starts. What is going on?
It says Dr. Phil talks to teen who was in fight viral video.
What is this?
I have no idea.
I think it's talking about the girl who was video you just saw.
Oh. Oh, Jesus. I don't care about people's lives.
What did you clip? What was that? I don't even know. How did we get to that?
It was right after the fight.
It went to a Russian twerk chart, and then it went up Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that I guess it's the girl was traumatized after the video came out and was like locked in closets and stuff at school.
Oh, for sharding?
Did you guys hear about the... Wait,
is she Russian?
I
guess. That girl didn't seem Russian.
She was not rushing to the bathroom, that's for sure.
I know it was a long time ago, but did you guys hear about the girl that got beaten to death by her other classmates in the bathroom?
Uh-uh.
That young black girl.
Of course.
She died in the bathroom.
Yeah. Why does she have to be black, babe?
Yeah.
You said black earlier. You said little black boy.
That's exactly what I shared was a little black boy.
Okay. Fine. African American.
On a meme. I didn't share some little black boy.
Okay. African American.
No, teenage
chick. Yeah. She died in the bathroom because these girls were beating up on her and they killed her.
Who?
Some girl in a bathroom.
Yes.
Died.
Okay.
What happened to the girls that killed her?
They apparently got in trouble because they actually started posting videos.
Well, they got in trouble? What?
Shut up.
They got in trouble for that? Wow, you can't even kill somebody in a bathroom anymore?
Do you guys remember that thing a few years ago where they Facebook lived like a murder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Or the Cleveland killer or whatever. That dude was like doing Facebook videos and everything. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
What was that? Was it that one guy that you told me about? It was like two kids, one hammer, and they were like beating up on a homeless kid.
That was like in Russia. These two dudes just took a hammer and started beating up on a homeless guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up World Star just to see what's happened on page one. But we're almost to break time. What do you think?
But I'll take a break.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, maybe some World
Star. More World Star.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. enjoy entertainment? Have you wasted money or time not knowing what to expect?
Well, look no further.
The Chewed Gum Podcast is your answer.
It's a blasty blast.
We are the Gruesome Twosome, and Seamus and Luke. We find the latest entertainment and give you our views and hopefully save you time and money. So come listen to the Gruesome Twosome chew up recent entertainment. Who's listening to you, dummies?
The world isn't a paradise, and you'll find out why with each episode of Aggravated Hour, a podcast created to release aggravation while being entertaining. This show isn't for the faint of heart. This show is not for those who think most people are good. This podcast is to showcase how aggravating life can be. We hope you laugh, but really, who cares? Find us anywhere podcasts are available. Aggravated Hour.
And we're back, and we were just scrolling through WorldStar, and this video says, Texas woman falsely accused a cop of sexual assaulting her. Body cam showed something else. So we're going to try that out and see what fucked up shit this is. How do you sexually assault yourself, though?
Maybe she's just, like, throwing her titties up at him or something.
Make hip-hop great again? He's kneeling right there, man. That meme still stands.
For the crime, and tonight's social media is changing its tune. Todd Unger reports.
Right, put down the phone.
Oh, this looks really long.
If you watch almost 2 hours of it, you're going to return 9 more heels and toes cut. The DPS video of a DWI arrest over the weekend in Ellis County seems very...
DWI... What is that?
She had an open bottle.
Oh.
It's a wonder, then, that the woman in the footage ever thought anyone would believe she was sexually assaulted by the trooper, as attorney claimed.
As somebody who was one of the first ones to see the video, who didn't see the firestorm...
Damn. Racist woman gets smacked in front of her son.
Says they're still mulling over whether to file charges against 37-year-old Sharita Cole.
Oh boy.
We went by her grapevine home to try and get an explanation.
She's got a nice home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The supposed assault went viral.
This is like
a push by her attorney Lee Merritt, but more notably because of social media posts and outreach by social activist.
I don't know if this is good podcasting.
Merritt has apologized for this evening, saying after reviewing the details.
Well, we got a lot of videos to watch at home tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys,
this is kind of lame.
Actually, should, like this kind of stuff.
We should, I want to see this racist woman get smacked. But we should start doing this every week and just, like, share the videos. Start watching WorldStar to talk about on the show. This one's only 17 seconds.
Damn, racist woman gets smacked in front of her son after calling a man the N-word.
Oh, nice. My favorite thing.
Well, at least her son's old.
That was a long ER on that one.
Yeah.
She made that.
Man. Just hoping her son would protect her because he's so big and fucking huge.
Yeah.
Too slow, though.
That was like a Samoan, man.
Yeah. She took that slap good, though.
Racist Donald Trump supporter calls a black man the N-word.
I feel like we're going to see a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I think WorldStar is like a little one-sided.
Yeah, a little bit.
They don't like white people, I don't think, on there. Who does, though, nowadays?
Not me.
Yeah, white men.
Yeah, fuck white people.
white men who got it pretty bad now. We used to have it real good, but now we're like
low end of the totem pole. Yeah, there, a little bit, you know.
People hate us. What can you do?
I don't know. I'll do a reverse Michael Jackson, I guess.
What'd you guys talk about out there when you were smoking?
We just fucked.
Dustin just sent me a video Snapchat. I wonder what it is. You guys know Dustin. He's been on the show quite a few times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seen him at the bar quite a few times.
Too. Yeah. Seen him do what?
Just hanging out.
Oh, he's in a tank of some sort with his feet in the water. I don't know what he's doing.
Me neither.
So you guys didn't have any good conversations out there?
Not really, no.
Last time you guys were talking about somebody broke into your house, and this time you didn't come up with any good shit.
Well, no one broke into my house, thankfully, yeah. So. I take that as a good thing.
They have been staying
away. No, we're just
talking about
cleaning, really. We got to clean when we get home, go buy some food.
More or less. Sam has to clean.
Yeah.
Not him. He just keeps me company.
What do you do?
I work.
Yeah, I'm the stay-at-home mom, so
yeah.
I just do everything else.
We got an old-fashioned lifestyle here.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
She just raises
I just don't
kids,
bow down to him.
And then that's I'm the breadwinner. I bring home all the money.
It's a little different in my house. I work, and then I get home. She's like, here's the kids. Bye.
If I'm going to my friend's house, it's usually, okay, bye.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I don't care. I just sit home anyways most of the time. They don't bug me too much.
Oh, they bug the shit out of me, man. I love them, but damn.
I usually just take a nap. It drives my wife crazy.
That you can take a nap?
Yeah, I just fall asleep.
Yeah, I come home and he usually has them just playing upstairs. Yeah. I'm like, did you send them up or did they go play? Oh, they just went to go play.
Most of the time they do, though. It's like I'm not. They just ask because I'm going to go like put on Fortnite and they don't want to watch me play.
Yeah, yeah, they think dad's boring sometimes.
So they're like, can we go do something else? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, man.
My son's usually playing video games and I'll put I've got a TV in their room, so I'll put something on for my daughter and I'll just fall asleep. They wake me up if they want something because they can't, for some reason, neither one of them can open anything. So they'll bring me something that needs open and wake me up. And I'm like, here you go, I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah, no, my son, he was going to play, the girls were going to play Connect Four the other day, and he was going poop in the bathroom, and he got upset because he heard us, and so he was like, Mom, come wipe my butt, please. I was like, no, you know how to wipe your butt? He goes, I don't want to get poop stamps everywhere.
Yeah, we had that poop stamps conversation. Yeah. I just listened to that show today from this week.
Which one? Cupcake?
Yeah, cupcake.
Yeah, he learned the term penis and vagina, and then he decided to use...
I've known about those terms.
No, not you. I was talking about our son, and he decided he's...
I'm today years old.
He sings that song, Oh My Gosh, Look at Her Butt,
nice.
The remix that Nicki Minaj did, and he decided to say instead of butt, he goes, Oh My Gosh, Look at Her Vagina. So
that
I was trying not to laugh, but it was
remix.
he's quite the character. He has a lot to say, and he's just like his dad, except for he's mean like me.
Yeah, if he was just like his dad, he'd say wiener a lot more.
I do say wiener a lot.
Yeah,
I want to know what your guys' sex life is like with you saying wiener all the time.
I do say it sometimes, and it's pretty funny.
Don't touch my wiener.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my wiener inside. Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, sometimes when she's like going to give me head or something, I'm like, yeah, suck that wiener.
Yeah. You
know, yeah. Stuff like and that. Of course, I have to laugh.
Yeah, it cracks her up, so she stops.
Yeah.
It's funny, dude.
You get that choke laugh?
the one I just did right there?
No.
Was that one? What are you talking about?
You were saying... You, never mind.
When I give you head?
Yeah.
Is what you were talking about.
It's a choke laugh.
Oh, yeah. The choke laugh.
Yeah.
I thought you said... I heard you wrong. I thought you said joke. Joke laugh like
joke
Joker.
Laugh.
I don't know. I don't how the Joker laughs, so... He laughs differently in like all the movies, so...
I'm writing down choke
he
laugh.
He likes to make me laugh a lot, but then he also likes to make me pissed off a lot, too.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we usually talk about sex a lot more, so
yeah.
It's fitting, I guess.
No
for
jerking off yet. Oh, until that, boom.
Yeah.
Mention the jerk offs.
You ever jerk off in the woods?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Man, I used to do like everywhere.
Yeah. I've done Loafing Jugs, Smiths.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, my work.
I've done it some random places.
Is that just like a goal for guys to do it?
I don't know. I guess that's like marking your territory.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. We can't just pee on everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can, you know, if we put our minds to it.
Yeah.
It's just not as cool.
I'd just rather come on everything.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as good to pee. Well, I don't know, dude. You ever held your bladder so long that when you peed, it was like,
oh yeah,
fucking amazing.
I think I've talked about this on this show before.
Not with me.
No, but when I, one time I had a shit so bad that I came.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I think I was talked about this.
That doesn't even make sense, just because it's like too much on your prostate or something?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've got like no boundaries when it comes to the show. I just say everything that happens to me.
That'd be kind of cool.
Almost
were you on the toilet?
Gun. No. So I was driving, and this was before I had my CDL, but I was like driving a little van making a delivery, and I just had a shit, and I was like trying to get to the place where I could go, and I was like holding it in really hard, and I just came like, oh, okay, that works. And then I went and shit.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, I mean,
so you got like a full orgasm then, yeah, right? Dude, that sounds awesome.
Massage the prostate.
A little
prostate.
Bit jealous of that, to be honest. Man. That's dope, dude.
Yeah. It's the only time it's ever happened. I mean, I don't know what I'd do if it happened again. Maybe I should start holding my shits in.
I know. That sounds like a weird experiment I need to try.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
Oh, yeah. Now you've got him on to where he's going to try.
I just shit my pants and never get cum out of it, really, you know?
I've told all my shit my pants stories on the show, too, and my wife's got a few she's told.
I don't... Have I told any of mine?
I don't know. You should.
All right, dude, so.
My wife, she still talks about it to this day. She's like, I shouldn't have told that story. Everybody knows I shit my pants at a concert.
I tell people. I just never, like, broadcasted it to the world.
Yeah, well, it's not really the world. Yeah. It's just selected
the
few
world,
people.
Dude. We're famous, bro. We're famous.
Yeah. We can pretend. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Role play, podcast D&D. Here we go. No, so I was working at Burger King, and I was 19 years old. I was an adult. No, I was 18.
Burger King will make you shit, man.
Yeah, well, I was working there, and I had to walk everywhere. I didn't have a car. I didn't get my license until I was like almost 20. Lazy. But I lived like 2 miles away, and I had gotten a ride to Burger King, and I finished my shift, and I knew I had to shit. I didn't know how bad. And instead of using the nasty Burger King bathrooms, because they were fucking dirty this day, dude. It was like roaches on the floor. I just didn't want shit in that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can hold it, you know. Plus, I'll be walking, so I normally don't have to walk and shit at the same time. I don't know why.
The walking shits?
Yeah. Well, like, usually, like, if I feel a dump, it's usually when I'm not doing nothing and I'm, like, sitting down. But I was like, okay, I'll be walking. So I start walking. And I notice that it just gets progressively worse. Like, I feel like I have to take a dump. But I'm only, like, halfway there. So I'm, like, 1 mile left to go. And then I get, you know, a little bit further. I get, like, 6 blocks away from my house. And I feel it's too strong. And I know I'm going to shit my pants at this point. So I just run. And I run as fast and hard as I could. And I couldn't run very long. I only ran, like, 2 blocks. And then I felt it, like, subside. I felt, like, the pressure to shit myself, like, go back up inside me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stop running, and as soon as I stop running, it immediately just, like, bulges out. And it's probably, like, 9 o'clock at night. And so, like, I, like, shit in my pants, but I'm, like, getting my pants off, so it's, like, shit on the floor of the road.
Okay.
And
road?
Yeah, so I'm, like, shitting in this back alley pretty much, like, half of it shit in my pants, half of it shitting on the road. And this cop drives by and he sees me like shitting myself basically, and then just continues to drive.
Yeah,
he didn't
want to
deal with that. And then I picked up my pants and I didn't know what's really to do, so I just walked home the rest of the way in shitty pants.
I think that's even worse than just sitting in it when you pull your pants down, and then your shit's all cold when you pull your pants back up.
Yeah, it was. Well, this is in Florida, so it's steamy, dude.
Oh, okay.
So then I just walk home in shitty pants, go to the bathroom immediately, and ask my brother, who was living at home at the time, to get me pants. And he's like, "What'd you do? You shit yourself?" You know, didn't even know. And I was like, "Yeah, that's exactly what I did." And then it just turned. He called me like shitty for like the day. He doesn't know good nicknames, so that's what he came up with. For like the next 3 days, like, oh, shitty, I got you.
Good one.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you got me, man.
Finger guns. I almost shit myself this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, so we went out there, and then the next day we had to come in for a birthday party because we told our friend that we'd be there. So we come in for a birthday party, and everybody goes to Wendy's before we head back out and we get something to eat. And I was like, that's not going to be good because we're camping, and I don't have a bathroom or anything in the camper, and I don't want to shit out in the woods. Not like I don't want to take a Wendy's shit out in the woods. And so it's building up for like a day and a half. And I'm like, this is coming, and it's not going to be good. And so my friend keeps telling me to shit his camper, but I've got this weird thing where I don't like to use other people's stuff, especially shit that I know is going to happen. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be everywhere. So I finally have to go so bad, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go in your camper. Well, I walk over to their door, and their 5-year-old standing outside the door. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, I have to poop and wash my hands. I was like, okay. So I opened the door for him, and he goes in there, and I shut the door. Like, he gives me, like, this distressed look. And I was like, be quiet, your sister's asleep. He's like, okay. And, like, just looking at me really weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And I just shut the door. And I was like, hey, your kid's taking a shit, so I'm going to go down the road, because there's, like, those camp bathrooms. Mm. But it was, like, 2 miles down the road, and I really had to fucking go. So I hop in the Jeep, and I'm fucking hauling ass, like, 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, like, all these sharp turns and fucking dirt roads, rocks everywhere. And I'm just bolting. And I finally make it there, and I was like, oh, thank God. I got it done.
So you got into the bathroom on time?
Yeah.
Nice. How rough was that drive, knowing that you were like hitting bumps and you just had to fucking shit?
It was not good. But the drive back, I was like, you know that feeling of relief?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I took in the scenery. I took it nice and slow.
Yeah. Whole new world perspective after that.
But when I got back, I found out. So they'd gone into the camper, and apparently the kid had shit everywhere. They said there was shit all over the walls, on the roof.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't shit all over his pants.
Yeah, they were like in there the whole time I was gone cleaning up shit. And I was like, oh, man. Maybe I should have like helped him go into the bathroom.
Probably should have just went first.
Yeah. Get out of my way, kid. But apparently he had to go as bad as
that. It would have been easier if he just shit his pants than shit.
Well, he did.
Else.
He shit his pants. And I guess he was trying to clean it up himself. And he was just like wiping shit all over the walls.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got back and heard that story. I was like, oh, maybe you guys should have checked on him.
Saving races.
That sounds just like little man. He pooped his pants. I don't know if I told you. He pooped his pants like a few months back, and he decided he was going to be a big boy and clean it all on his own. I found poop on the bathroom counter, the toilet, and the floor. And he had his dirty laundry in the hamper, though. And he was like, I did it. I cleaned myself up.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
You got a shit all over the walls story?
No, I've never done that, really.
You got a rolling brownout?
No.
No?
Cannot think of what I was going with this.
Bunk
never
in?
Mind. No. Oh. No, never. That's, no. It feels weird just, well, sometimes I jerk off when I poop, but.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but no, I'd prefer not to have, like, a lady.
Where
there.
Does it go?
My cum?
Yeah.
Into
you just shoot it into the toilet?
No, I usually...
You gotta get that bend down?
I cover it with toilet paper.
I like how he asked for a description, though.
Yeah, no. It's like a spring...
He's like, he wants to know.
Like when you try to... You got a boner, you try to push your dick down, it's like spring loaded.
Yeah. No, I just use toilet paper, bro. And then just absorb it all with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then throw it away, man. Nothing too complicated.
I always shoot through the toilet paper.
You're not using enough toilet paper.
I guess.
Yeah. How many sheets are you using?
I don't know. I'm not enough, I guess.
I mean, sometimes it'll, like, leak, like, under, you know, but I just grab more toilet paper, clean it up.
How's this conversation for you?
Awesome.
You got any masturbation stories?
No.
No? Just guys,
nothing you
want
to share?
No. Everyone already knows about the dildo. I heard you talking about it.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, I had to like go to the porn store and buy her a dildo.
Yep.
Nothing too embarrassing. I don't know. She's acting like it's a big deal.
That's shit, I thought about going there this weekend when my wife was going to pick something up.
In a Nesso pocket pussy? Yeah. Like a black one?
No, one of those bigger ones with like a full ass, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen those ones. Like those ones are actually pretty
like
cool.
Like a half torso thing?
It'd probably feel good, too.
Yeah.
Just like the butt itself. Yeah. Probably nice just in your hands.
Playing video like games? Like,
yeah.
Use it as a rest for your arms and just play video games all weekend? Yeah.
Well, you're doing it naked, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Vibration of the controller, rattling the butt cheeks.
Yeah. Just leave your dick in it while you're doing other things. You ever leave your dick in while you're doing other things?
Yeah. I was playing Fortnite, and I must have been playing, like, my Kinect sound thing is always on. I don't ever talk to people, really, unless I just call
you
them
should,
baggots.
Like, add me on Xbox.
Yeah, I should.
It's been...
Okay. But
then we could jack off together.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
But like the Kinect microphone shit is always going, and I'm playing against this dude, rich dude. He must have been super fucking rich, man, because he was having a conversation with a lady who sounded like a supermodel. But he was talking about how they couldn't take the Porsche because there wasn't enough, and they were just going through these lists of cars that they have,
mm-hmm.
and it was really expensive fucking cars that they had. Just how. They wouldn't be able to take those ones.
Damn it, you should have gotten his gamer tag.
Yeah.
Why didn't you think he just... Do you think he was just doing that because he was on Xbox Live?
Wasn't talking to anybody on the mic. His was the same as mine, just his Kinect was on, basically.
Oh, okay.
Hell, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I don't want to take the Porsche out tonight because it's just not working.
Well, it was working. He just didn't have enough seats for the people who he was taking, apparently, yeah.
Wonder what Roadhead would be like in a Porsche.
I don't know. Probably be too focused on the Roadhead than the Porsche.
Yeah. I'm never too focused on the Roadhead.
No?
I can do
that. It's just like
I can multitask,
for you, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's only happened.
It's nice, yeah.
It's only happened a few times, but I drive fine.
Me too.
I like bumpy roads. Take a dirt road.
Yeah, no. Have you ever tried to, like, jerk it and drive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that successfully a few times.
I always have to, like, park.
I used to have to drive for 10 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, like, a lot
more of practice on it.
Yeah.
Just don't ruin the.
Put your knee up.
How about my dad, a pocket pussy? He's a road trucker. Uh-huh. I feel like figures he gets lonely. I know he uses it, too.
Yeah, he sent you some videos.
No, he unfortunately, didn't send me the videos. I'd love to, like, you know, just ruin his life publicly with that. But
I was thinking of a new game because we were talking about Xbox Live and jerking it together.
Uh-huh.
You think that's something where you can, like, share videos or you pick out the same video and you go, all right, let's start it. 3, 2, 1. You start the video at the same time.
They already have that.
Whoever comes fastest.
They have that
chat roulette,
fapping.
Basically.
No, well, isn't it fapping challenge that they have on YouTube?
Fapping challenge?
Yeah.
I remember.
I never looked that up. Why are you looking up fapping challenges,
I'm
man?
Not. It's come up before.
Obviously, it has come before.
Yes,
it has.
It's weird. That, I don't know what you're talking. Get out of here.
But either. But I thought I was inventing a new game, like a race, a porn race.
Yeah, well,
so you have to like race to see who can come.
Yeah.
I would get pre-started then. I'd cheat.
That'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
Cheater.
You'd look, oh, man, this guy comes way fast.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. I came.
Yeah. That'd be dope. That'd be kind of cool. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
As long as you could do it like anonymously. I wouldn't want to be publicly the fastest comer.
I've been that my whole life.
Yeah. But not publicly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no one knows publicly.
No, I've said it many times.
Yeah.
I make
like
it a point
said,
to
though,
tell people. Hi, nice to meet you.
The public.
Nice to meet you. I'm Ben. I come fast.
Yeah. I just came right now.
Yeah.
That'd be quite the icebreaker.
This is the hand I masturbate with.
Me too.
You'd think how many hands you've shaken, and they've all touched that person's dick.
Yeah. Or other dicks.
Or other dicks.
Depending on who you're shaking.
Yeah. Yeah. Whose dick you're shaking.
Because I always shake with my right, and that's my dick hand.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. That's a nice dick you got there, man.
Dick-touching brothers.
Yeah. Like Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, with our own dicks.
Yeah. I've had most of my Eskimo brothers on this show, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People who have slept with your wife?
No.
Oh.
Just people in common.
Okay. I was confused there for a second. I was like, I don't know if I'd want that, man. Like, you're too nice of a guy.
I'm not a cuck.
Yeah.
But we've had sex with the same girl.
Okay.
Actually,
but not the one you're with, though.
No.
Okay.
I had two friends, really good friends of mine. We all slept with the same girl.
Okay.
So, and one of them has been on this show. The other one hasn't yet.
See, you wouldn't have to worry about that, though.
Yeah, we're too far age difference, I think.
No. I mean, the only people, well, I don't know. My first, the lady I lost my V-card to probably has quite a few Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, you have a lot of Eskimo brothers because of her, but not because of me.
Well, you have a lot of Eskimo sisters with your first person, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but I've only slept with, No, he only slept with four people.
Is Eskimo sisters
then,
a thing?
But now. He probably slept with more now.
It will, yeah.
I think so. Should be.
But you only have one Eskimo brother for me, so.
Yeah. Who's that? Let's get him on the show.
Douchebag.
Hey, he's in North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's not your friend, then he's not really an Eskimo brother. I think
they have
be
to
like,
be your friend?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't think they have to be your friend.
No, I thought it was just the term because you guys fucked the same person.
I thought you just became
Yeah, I thought it was like a bonding thing.
I mean, in a way, it brings you closer. But I didn't think that was a requirement to be your friend. I don't have any Eskimo brothers then, man.
Yeah. You should sleep with the same
Should like pour her out a little bit.
He's not allowed to sleep with anybody else.
No?
No.
Not even me?
I love his facial expressions, though. Like, why
he's
are you
like,
doing this on
all
the
right,
podcast?
You know, you can't even joke about it?
Yeah. Right.
Come on, man.
It's called being a bitch on purpose.
Okay.
Well,
those are the facial expressions.
You're like a last second guess, so just remember that.
I know. I get that.
You're a last resort.
Yeah. I just didn't have time to ask anybody, to be honest. I got home yesterday evening, and then I did a double, and I just like, I was on my way home from my last one, like, oh, fuck, I didn't ask anybody to be on the show.
Yeah.
It was more of a time thing.
I asked one person, and they said, no. And I was like, okay.
And then somebody later on during the break said, they
yeah.
Like, hey,
and then he's like, hey, man, we could probably get him on next week or something.
Well, I had a guy say yes, but he wasn't off work till 9, and I didn't want to wait that long to do a show.
Yeah. I probably would have been like, no, it's too late, Ben. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened. Yeah, because 9 o'clock till, that's like my alone time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So have you ever walked in on him jacking off?
Yep.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was very different.
I've never been caught.
One time when we were first dating, I thought she was sleeping and I was jerking off on my dad's bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried not to ruin it. I tried not to. I snuck over there. I walked over there.
I saw her. I saw her see me and I saw her like chuckle.
Did it make it better or worse?
Worse. Dude.
Some people like being watched.
No, I don't. I do not at all.
Yeah, then I went to go back to lay down to pretend like I was sleeping. That did not work.
You should have just helped him.
Oh, you've interrupted me many a times.
Well, yeah.
I've never been caught in my life by anyone, but
really?
My wife always said if she caught me, she said I'll just come out over and help you. Like, that'll work, yeah.
That's fair.
I'm down for that.
I try to get caught jerking off all the time then, right?
Yeah.
I got caught once by my dad, which was weird. So
my parents never caught me. Yeah.
Well, he like left, but then forgot his wallet, and then came back in, and then he like comes in, and there's like a sock over my wiener, and I was like 16 at the time. So
yeah, well, I mean,
it was pretty funny.
He's got to know shit's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to know, but he didn't want to catch me.
Mm. You were elephant drunk in it.
Yeah, and then. It's funny, though, because he didn't want to be awkward. He's like, hey, man, next time, you know, just lock the door. You know, I'll have to knock, and then you can just get away with it or whatever.
Yeah. What was your experience when he caught you? What'd you do?
I had to stop mid-video.
Oh.
And it was, it sucked.
So you're a video person? My wife's a video person. He said he doesn't like it.
No,
it's just more
imagination,
enjoyable.
Man.
I don't have that good of imagination.
No, mine's so vivid and real. Like I feel like I'm almost schizophrenic or something.
I get bored and like just hashtag nudes on Twitter all the time and shit. Just
okay.
Go through all the pictures.
Yeah, but
can you have
nude
photos on Twitter and everything?
I need to see the action.
Yeah, there's tons of pictures on Twitter.
No shit.
You can. I mean, Twitter's got no rules when it comes to like nudity and stuff.
Oh, I didn't.
Only
I,
if you're
I guess
racist.
I just don't follow. The right people, because it's like I always follow like comedians and fighters.
Well, I don't follow it. I just search the hashtags.
No, But I'm saying that's why it's never like came up for me.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm following useless people, I guess.
Yeah. Well, comedians get in trouble a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, they do. All the time.
Yeah.
But especially for saying, like, really stupid stuff.
You can have porn and shit.
Tom Segura got in trouble because he was talking about how you can't say retard anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that today on some other podcast.
Oh.
Well, today was my catch-up day.
It's weird. It's weird how it all connects. Hey, are you going to join the Space Force?
I did read about that.
I saw the video. It was pretty funny.
I don't know what it's all about, to be honest with you. I haven't researched it.
It's like the Air Force, separate but equal, is what he said.
Well, isn't that what NASA is?
Yeah, but aren't they kind of... This is going to be a militarized thing, I guess. You know,
well, like, we have space
fucking
stations.
Fucking bombs up there or something, you know?
We've got space stations and shit with people up there all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah,
this
is going to be the motherfucking Space Force.
Okay. Protecting space.
I almost want to look into it, you know, and just fucking
sign up.
Think about it. Yeah. It'd be kind of funny. Like, I'm in the Space Force, motherfuckers.
Like, my first thought is, like, I wonder what it'd be like to jack off in space.
That'd be dope. I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, until you get it in your eye.
If you use toilet paper, though, it wouldn't be any different. You'd have
you
to, like,
and your fucking toilet paper.
You'd have
I know.
To let it shoot and enjoy it as it, like, floats.
I always let it shoot, man, if I can. I don't like to catch it.
Not a catcher, huh?
No, I just like
see,
to let it go.
I just made
sprinkler.
Too much of a mess, man. Like, the only time I ever just, like, let it go is if I'm in the tub.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm, like, taking
that
a bath.
That still bugs me,
and
dude.
There's a floaty.
Taking a bath?
Yeah, no, floaters.
Oh, that doesn't bug me at all, man. I just, like, let and marinate it, man. Just, like, let it sit there.
I don't like my own seasoning, I guess.
Yeah. No, dude. No seasoning, man? Makes you taste good.
I don't like the crusties.
Well, you know, they go down the drain, most of it. Sometimes they'll get, like, caught up on your, like, skin, and you'll get, like, attached to your hair, whatever. But it'll go down.
That's honestly super gross.
I've had it get caught in my pubic hair before, and you gotta, like, peel it out of there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that glue on your hand, and you peel the glue off?
Have you ever had to, like, rush, right? So you had to, like, you know, not have time to clean it up, and then you, like, go to clean up afterwards, just all crusty and stuck, dude.
I've never not had time to clean it up.
Oh, I've been there, dude. I've had some, like, rush jerk-offs.
I only
dude.
Do it when nobody's home, to be honest with you.
No.
Usually.
I'm when, always home, so
were
he's,
you ever embarrassed yeah. as a kid to jerk off?
No. Well, actually, so I've talked about this a few times, too. So I grew up in, like, a Christian-type house, mm-hmm. and, like, everything was going to send you to hell, sex,
yeah.
jacking off, all that stuff. So it kind of fucked me up mentally until I was about 18, and I was, like, forget, you know, all that stuff, and started having sex and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I felt terrible, like, the first few times I jerked off. I was like, oh, man. But I'm going to keep doing it, but I'd, like,
yeah,
apologize.
I thought I was going to hell.
I would pray
sure.
and ask for
no,
forgiveness.
No, honestly, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I know you didn't.
I was told I was going to hell pretty much my entire life. So.
Yeah.
Everything you do, you're going to hell for that, you know? It's
so
really
make
silly,
it count.
To be honest, because you don't get to enjoy life when you think of, you know, you're always in fear that you're going to do something wrong.
Yeah.
And then you end up not enjoying life, and then you die, and nothing happens. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good job. Good job playing by the rules. I mean, what's the point? Go out and enjoy life.
That's fair. No, I just remember when I was like 14, 15, and I was in foster care for a little bit. And
jacked off on some guy?
I would just always ask people if they jerked off. Like, just like, you jerk off, bro? Like, and, I mean, most of the kids would be like kind of weirded out by it. They'd be like, well, yeah, but not all the time or nothing. I'm not a freak or anything, you know? Like, and one kid... He like totally denied jerking off, but he took extremely long showers at this foster care place, and he'd be like, "Oh, I just like to get really clean, man."
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be hot water left in the shit or anything, dude. I knew that guy was jerking off in there. I knew
that's
it.
Where I do most of my work in the shower.
Hence, long showers.
Mm. Not very long for me. I remember I said I'm a.
Yeah, quick, I don't like to stand, man.
Quick comer.
QC.
Yeah. On that note, what should we bring up next?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I didn't have much going on. I already told
don't
all my stories for the week.
Me too, man. Played Fortnite. Went to work.
Have you ever shit yourself?
Nope.
Oh, man. Have you ever shit on somebody?
No.
Oh.
That would be gross.
Have you ever peed on somebody?
No.
Okay.
I don't have one of those fetishes.
Yeah, I'm not into it, man.
Heard of peeing on a balloon in front of somebody, though.
Have you ever peed in
peed on a balloon in front
no,
of somebody?
No, I said I've heard of that type of fetish, or there's like foot fetishes out there and all sorts of shit.
I don't think I'd mind it. I mean, I don't think it'd turn me on, but I don't think I'd be too grossed out about it.
Have any of you had a golden shower?
If I was dating a girl.
Huh?
Have you had a golden shower?
And she just had to pee. Like, that was just her fucking all-time fetish. I'd probably let her do it, like, every once in a while, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, once every, like, 6 months, I'll be like, okay, you can live out your fantasy now. Like, but it'd be in, like, the shower or something.
Yeah, you'd
I
be
couldn't.
Shopping at Ace Hardware.
You ain't gonna fucking do it in the tarps. Bed and ruin the fucking shit, you know.
Gotta get a tarp, man.
Nah, I'm selfish, man. I don't cater to the women part of it.
What's one thing you won't let her do?
Anything.
You don't let her do anything?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's no fun.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You said you don't cater to fetishes.
She doesn't have any, really. I mean, do you?
No, just the fact that
I mean,
that
she
I
likes
like...
me to, like, choke her every now and then.
Yeah. Or, like, you spank me, but you're not.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, a part of my thing, so, like, kind of blends
jump change.
In.
Yeah. Oh, my wife loves getting choked. I don't know if I... I hope her brother's not listening anymore. I know he listens to this show sometimes.
It just does something.
It's weird. I don't like getting choked. You like getting choked?
It's never really happened for me.
She never just put her fucking hands on your throat yet.
No, you ever had a rape fantasy?
No. Well, yes.
I actually have. That's actually.
But I don't
busting
even want
the door with a mask on.
Hey man, I don't even want to indulge in that because I know it's gonna like overtake me if I just indulge in it. So I'm like,
honestly,
3 years from now, it's a Me Too moment. You're like, fuck, she wanted that.
I just know that it could be like it could turn into something else where I'm just constantly fucking trying to think about it. I'm like, nah, I don't want to even, you know. Play with that fantasy.
Because you just
I don't
keep
trust
raping
myself.
Her.
Yeah. You know?
I and, honestly would not mind that fantasy happening. Fantasy.
Over and over?
Yeah.
There you go,
like,
man.
Nah, I'm good, man. Because then I know. Nah, dude. I'm not even going to get into it. Nah, dude. I just won't tease myself like that. It'd be like, you know, doing math, man. That's
boner check.
Yeah. I forgot to wear my belt here, dude. My pants have been falling down these fucking stairs the whole time, dude. And all your, like, AA redneck people out there looking at me weird.
Were they out there smoking with you guys?
Yeah, they were. What?
They said, were they out there smoking with you guys?
Oh, he's smoking weed. No, there was one guy out. He wasn't smoking with us. He was just out there smoking. But I had to, like, duck walk, you know, because my pants were falling.
Oh, man, I yawned. It's been one of those days. I haven't had a bedtime in a week and a half. And then today I had to wake up at 5 a.m.
I'm an adult, bro. I don't have bedtimes, bro.
Well, you know what I mean. I've been staying up like super late and drinking and just chilling.
Yeah.
And then this morning I had to wake up at 5. I didn't go to bed till like 12:30. This has been a rough one.
I bet, dude. I needed a double, too.
Yeah, I needed a nap.
You didn't even get a nap.
Yeah, usually I get home at 11 and take a nap.
I need a nap.
I take a nap every day. It's nice.
Do you take a nap every day?
Just about,
she takes a nap every day, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't nap.
It's refreshing.
If I nap, I sleep, man. I can't nap.
That's why he,
You take a sleep?
Cranky.
He
yeah.
You're cranky. You were cranky today.
I was.
How much sleep did you get today?
Not enough.
What time did you even go to bed?
I probably only got like 10 hours.
Oh, well, that's not...
I mean, that's not that much.
I survive off of 5 hours
of sleep.
I went
to bed about, like, 6:30, and then woke up at what?
3:30?
Oh, then that's not nearly as much.
I haven't gotten more than 6 hours of sleep, like, my entire life.
Oh, gross, dude. Yeah, I need to get at least, like, 8, or I'm, like, pissed at myself.
Have you heard of that stupid thing on Facebook when it talks about they are the sleepless elite? There's people that can function off of 6 hours.
That's literally my entire family. That's how I've been my entire life. I've never slept more than 5 or 6 hours.
I like to sleep, man.
That's a pretty cool name, though, the sleepless elite.
He has like 1% of the population, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. I can't do that. Well, I can do it some days. Like some days I'll, you know, work 4 hours.
I've got so much more time in my days. Except for I'd nap.
I don't like time in my days, man. You know, like, I don't need that.
I'll take an hour nap halfway through the day.
Well, especially when you're, I know you guys won't understand this, but when you're PMSing, you get a lot
more
tired.
Ben knows all
about
it.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Fair enough.
You ever wake up with your dick in your vagina?
No. I don't sleep naked normally. You?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
When we were camping, me and my wife.
It feels
did.
Weird to sleep
tried to wake
naked
him up with a blowjob, but he didn't even wake up to that.
True.
Every time I end up sleeping naked, I wake up like halfway through the night and we end up going again, so.
Oh, yeah. Doing the dirty deed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, when I wake up and I'm like full-blown fucking morning wood hard.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I just got to get rid of this.
You know? Yep.
Nice. Are you, you guys, is she on the pill or whatever?
No.
No, you just pull out game strong, bro? Okay.
Not really. I got two kids.
I didn't know if they were on purpose or not.
Yeah, kind of. We're like, we didn't care either way.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Like, if we have a kid, we have a kid, but it's not, I don't want any more. She keeps tagging me into vasectomy shit on Facebook. She's like,
Father's
Day.
You gonna get one, bro? You gonna
maybe.
Get one? How much does it cost?
I don't know. Like, I think insurance covers it. And I'm fully insured by my company. I don't know if they'll cover a vasectomy, but.
Yeah, I'd have to look into it myself.
Yeah, he wants one more, and then we're done. I get my tubes
I don't want one more.
I want one more.
No, if she's pregnant, I'm kicking her down the stairs.
Go move to like a pro-abortion state.
I've always told her if she has one more kid, I'm leaving.
That's fair. How are you going to pay that child support, bro? Cash or credit?
Got to find me first.
Moving to Mexico.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want any more kids, but...
Happens,
I don't know
happens,
if I want
to. Well, and you guys have a boy and a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that works out perfect.
Yep.
We have what? I've always
we
wanted
have boys
just,
and girls, man. Like,
no, but I'm saying like it has to be
you,
equal.
Trying to get out of having a kid. Nah, you putting shit in you, bro. Like, you having a baby.
You're wasting all your good sperms.
Yeah, I am probably wasted most of the good ones. Like all the doctors and lawyers that were gonna come out, they're gone, bro.
Yeah,
we're gonna get some fucking like. McDonald's person now.
Now that my kids are like older and have a personality, there's no hope. I think I wasted all the good ones. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna live with me till they're 30.
Oh, you think they're gonna live with you till they're 30?
Probably.
Like my brother.
I can kind of see my son doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe my middle.
You know, if I didn't have so
oldest.
Many fucking problems with my dad, I would have lived with him until I was like 30. So.
I think I was 21 when I moved out of my dad's house.
I was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most millennials, like, you're the Generation Y, I believe.
Okay.
No,
I don't know what I am, really. I'm just me,
what
man.
Year is the millennials
I don't fit
from?
Into these fuckers.
There's two.
It's like a 15-year gap.
Yeah, there's two generations of millennials, though. There's Gen X and Gen Y. Gen Y is like the kids in college right now, fucking everything up. And I'm Gen X from the 80s, 90s.
Oh, I was born in 91.
Yeah, so you'd be Gen X.
Cool.
What are you?
92.
So yeah, Gen X. There you go.
I mean, my people aren't... All the people that I went to... Well, not all the people.
I lost the point now.
All the people in college weren't marching for our lives or anything.
Oh, I was saying most millennials now, I mean, even our generation, Gen X, like living with their parents still in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like nobody moves out of their parents' house anymore. I can't fucking handle that. No fucking way. When they're
waiting for that inheritance, I guess.
Yeah, when they're old enough, I'm fucking selling everything, buying an RV. Like, it's not big enough for you. See ya. Mm. I'm out. I did my job.
That's fair. I don't care, really. I mean, as long as they're cool.
Yeah, I'm smoking weed with you.
Yeah. As long as they do that, man. You know, they don't bring people into my house.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't like people in my house.
Yeah.
Other than the people I bring into my house. And I know that they're going to want to bring people into the fucking house, man.
Yeah, I can see Emma. Like I said, I can only see Emma being the one that really wants to move out because she's already talking about moving out with Aaliyah when they're in high school and buying their own house.
Yeah, she has a very warped perception.
My wife moved in with me when she was 17.
Oh, yeah.
So she moved out early.
Wow, so you guys have been together for a long time, huh?
This will be 7 years married and... We just had 9 years together a couple months ago.
Wow.
Nice. Almost 10, man. Have you already done your 10-year reunion? For high school?
Yeah. Okay. That was last year.
Was it dope?
Nah, did you go? It was all right. Yeah. We talked about it on the show. We had like a whole bunch of guests on from the reunion.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Stuff came down. Yeah, it was all right. We just got drunk. I hung out with people, some hugs. But I didn't really go to school. So I went to 3 months of high school, and then they like added me to the page and then invited me to the thing. I was like, should I be going to this thing? Because
that's kind of what happened to me. I doubt I'll get invited to the page, but I'll invite my fucking self. So,
what year did you graduate?
It would have been 2012.
Okay. I'm trying to think of when my wife did. She was in 10.
Okay.
So, because she had to start her own page. So, there might not be a group for you yet, because she was the one that started the group for their year.
I got like 2 more years. I'm not too worried about it. So, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care about these fuckers.
Somebody else made a group like 6 years ago, and then they've been planning it for like started planning it like a year ahead of time and posting everything in the group.
Oh shit!
So my wife like took it upon herself to do that, I guess.
That's a good way to go.
My 10-year would be 2022. Nah, that's gay, dude. I'm probably dead by then or something.
What about your next kid you're supposed to be having?
It should be in probably end of the year.
Okay. And then you're just out.
Yeah.
I got all my kids, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to go?
I don't know. Probably like lung cancer or something, man. Like,
one of my favorite lines ever, and I can't remember what movie it's from, but he says, I'm going to die 3 years from now from this. I can't remember what it was. And he's like, because it's the only thing I can plan.
Yeah. Did he kill himself?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember the movie?
No, but it was funny. That was a funny line. It's the only thing I can plan. Are you ready?
Yeah, we made an hour 30. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We made out, and that's kind of what it sounded like at first. We made out.
So that's what you were doing on your smoke break.
Mm-hmm.
You were there.
No, I'm saying. You snuck away for a minute. Yeah.
Hmm. I was actually just watching porn while you guys were gone.
That's what's up. What kind of porn was it?
No, it was on WorldStar. It was like...
good porn?
It said girls flashing for $100 or Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Or fuck, that's expensive if it's a Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's a Bitcoin option. But I think everybody's just taking $100 cash. But Bitcoin's worth like $10,000.
Yeah, I'd probably go
right
Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I think it's over that now for a full one. Because like Joe, they were talking about it. It was like $50,000 at one point.
Yeah, yeah. So I would have taken the Bitcoin.
Everyone's buying like a percentage of Bitcoin.
Why doesn't anybody ever like, hey, show me your dick and I'll give you.
I don't know. Destin was doing stuff like that, wasn't he? Remember he was talking about that?
Boys Gone Wild.
Speaking of dicks, dick so flashing. you remember the guy that was sending me dick pictures?
Yeah, he got arrested.
He's in trouble for public indecency.
Yeah.
Had this picture all over Facebook. And then I know a couple of people that just recently, apparently this lady couldn't get in her house for some reason. She wouldn't say, but these two chicks that I used to work with, you know, Mike's ex-girlfriend, skinny one.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually arrested for burglary. And so was another chick I used to know because they were going in this chick's house.
That's crazy.
Urinating, defecating, and ruining her shit.
Sounds like a good time.
They were urinating on her stuff?
Yeah.
So they hated this bitch.
Apparently.
That's like a hate
Well, they were
burglary.
Bagging shit up and taking it, too.
Maybe they just thought they were cats.
So they got in real big trouble.
Or they wanted the stuff.
You know how confident you got to be during like a burglary where you're like, I'm just going to piss all over this fucking place.
You ever take an Upper Decker?
No. What's that?
You know what an Upper Decker is?
Is that like a shit off a roof or something?
No, it's when you take the top off the toilet and shit in the tank.
Oh, I've actually heard of that, but no, I have not. Is it dope?
I want to know like one of the worst things you've done to somebody.
To somebody?
Yeah. Or like something. Did you break something or shit on something or steal something?
I've shit in some places and stuff. I didn't rob them. I'm not a huge thief. I'll tell you what, this one time this guy ordered pizza.
I just want to know, like, what's the one thing that made you feel the worst? Like, ah, shit.
Ooh, I don't know, vandalism, probably.
Yeah.
I like vandalized an abandoned old church And it was like me and like 13 other kids that did this. And I didn't even really want to even Mary do first? It. No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I felt so bad because it's just the religious guilt. But felt really super bad about it. This hobo ended up getting arrested.
Oh, shit.
Even though they knew it was us, they interviewed like all of the other kids and everything like that. But they arrested this hobo and got him for trespassing for some reason. So I don't really know how the justice system works anymore. That's what I did when I was like 10 years old. Probably peed on somebody's shit. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
I didn't do this. Yeah. I just had shower. My friends. I mean, you know, my friends have probably popped a few tires or maybe broken a windshield of somebody's car or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I don't want to get into details on who.
Yeah, there's one.
Find out. But
there's one thing I did that made me feel real bad. It wasn't even me. I was just driving the car. It was like this cop car on the side of the road. We were drinking. We were going out to the woods and we were taking like these back roads. And he's like, drive real close to this cop car. So I drive close to the cop car. He takes his beer bottle, chucks it at the cop car, and the whole back window just caves into the seat in the back. I was like, oh, shit.
Nice. Yeah. So I had like some buddies like fucking slash a dude's tires and then open his doors up and just piss all over this dude's truck, car, carpet seat.
Something that somebody that never did anything to him, huh?
Nah, I'm pretty sure he did something. Oh. He's like a dick.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine.
He wasn't like a huge dick. He didn't deserve it, but, you know, he's a dick. You know? It was crazy, though.
Yeah.
It was weird. I saw the cops out there the next day because of all that damage, and I was like, oh. I don't fucking know.
I think I remember gluing some nickels on, like, the doors to cop cars. I did that a few times.
What does that do?
With, like, the keyhole, you know?
Oh, nickel in there. Okay.
It's, like, the perfect size.
Yeah. No, I got you. I was just thinking, like, does it take off the paint or something? I don't really care.
I've ate a few sense. Cars. And
oh, I've done yeah. all that good stuff. TP'd some houses.
What's your thing?
I actually haven't done anything.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh, okay. Boring. Get out of here.
Well, on that note,
Google Captain Galactos.
Oh,
what's wrong with it now?
Nothing. Just saying, he just loves his.
I feel like
well, he was about to do his plugs. I just wanted to put mine in there first.
I just feel like there's some tension between you two going
no,
on.
We're fine.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go beat her when we get in the home, though. But
I could cut
I'll get
this
you as soon as we get in the car.
I could cut the sexual tension with my dick.
Trust yeah, me, there's no sexual tension here.
All right, you can find us on Facebook at Small Town Mentality Pod. You can find us on Twitter at STM Pod, which we just hit like 650-something. So we're almost at 700 now.
Nice.
So follow me on Twitter. Bump that shit up. And you can follow us on Instagram at STM Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can do so patreon.com/STM Podcast and the car show. Gonna keep pumping the car show. July 21st. Evanston, Wyoming. On Main Street. I will have a booth with a banner. Nice banner. It's pretty sweet. You guys should see it. So come down and check out that banner I got. All right. I think that's everything. You got anything else?
Nope.
How's your comedy club? Did you ever go talk to that girl from last week?
Nope. Not yet. Actually, I told my person who's the mediator, like the person who told me to go talk to her, if she would want to get a
hotel
meeting
room
going.
Oh.
She wants to do anything for a good joke, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what she said. And okay, bye. Blow me.
He's a dummy. Bye.
What's on TV?
I
hate that this is on TV. This is going on my list. I should start a weekly podcast called Things Joe Hates. Most people hate this stuff. Things Joe Hates will be a weekly podcast to make the world a better place. Plus, every week I'd rate listener hate. People could find Things Joe Hates on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever they listen to podcasts, or on our website at thingsjoehates.com.
Can't play this with another, can't read a book.
This has been a Drama City production.